Stupid Criminals. Here's another part in our series on stupid criminals. Learn how not to do it.
Worked up. In February 1993, bank robbers in Cooperville, Ohio, drilled through a safe door and hit a brick wall. They carried on drilling and eventually found themselves outside in the street again.
Hitched up. Simon Nash's lawyer said in court in June 1992 that his client's offences were characterised by extreme stupidity. And it's easy to see why. Nash thumbed a lift from a police car in Wrexham at 1 a.m. and, when asked why he had a screwdriver in his pocket, he told the officer that he had been out to steal a car, but there were too many people about. He also had a pair of rubber gloves and a metal pipe. He was, of course, nicked on the spot. He appeared in court with a large bruise on his head. 3 weeks previously, he had dived into a pool containing only half a metre of water.
Coked up. A man walked into a local police station, dropped a bag of cocaine on the counter, and informed the desk sergeant that it was substandard. He asked the police to arrest the person who had sold it to him.
Drunk up. A man was fined $190 by a court in Southport, Australia, in June 1995 for what his solicitor called the worst attempted robbery of all time. The defendant had drunk 4 litres of wine before breaking into the offices of an insurance company. He stole a calculator, thinking it was a video cassette recorder. Beyond that, he had no memory of the incident.
Bagged up. Travian Davis, 19, thought it would be a good idea to rob a bank with no clothes on, in order to avoid being recognised. So he stripped naked before the raid, then made off with $15,000 in 2 shopping bags. Not surprisingly, the sight of a naked man running down the street with 2 bags stuffed full of cash was quite enough to attract the attention of a number of police officers, and a few members of the public too. They chased the man for several hundred metres before grabbing him and taking him into custody.